How did we play the correction? It was a great buying opportunity. August 16, the stock market's gone almost 20% since then. So obviously, with the benefit of hindsight, if we'd borrowed to the eyeballs and gone in with our ears pinned back at that point, we'd all be even better off than we are. So how did we play the correction there?
How did we participate? What did we do in the correction? Well, we didn't do well in the correction. We were cautious, frankly. We sold a few shares. We didn't buy any. We reduced our borrowing. We were concerned at the reverberations. And we met just before. The week had started, but before our board meeting was before Bernanke reduced the interest rate 0.5% and before the Bank of England took action. So we were meeting, seeing the problems, especially the problems of the debt market, and wondering how these would reverberate through. And we hadn't the benefit at that point of the central banks coming and taking decisive action. But even now we're cautious that, that the reward for risk in the debt market and the problems of problems in America. Maybe look, when these reverberations are over, this crisis is over, in liquidity, there may be higher interest rates next year. Maybe there'll be a slowing of the US economy. So we're generally sitting on that portfolio. We don't go in and out if we think the market's low and then sell when it's high. That would make us a trader. We wouldn't be able to pass on capital gains to our shareholders under the linked tax position. So we're not in the game of being in and out and being clever on trading. We're not sure we'd be good at it. And as I said in the outlook, we're cautious. So we didn't avail. We were not clever enough to be correct during that fall.